With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The American Civil Liberties Union of Montana offered this advice to Republican Senator Steve Daines Wednesday. They want him to stop blocking Montana residents from his official government Twitter account.
By blocking users, it prevents them from being able to engage in discourse about the various different issues that are raised by Senator Daines on his account.
That's ACLU of Montana attorney Elizabeth Arrett. ACLU sent a letter to Daines this week saying censoring constituents violates First Amendment rights to free expression and the right to petition government officials. Arrett says Wednesday's letter was spurred by one very specific and troubling complaint recently fielded by the organization.
Given the utmost importance of free speech and the intersection between social media and free speech, we really felt that it was important to address it and remind Senator Daines of his responsibilities that he holds towards Montanans.
So what's the big deal about a public official blocking a constituent from their social media? She or he can always write a letter, place a phone call, or visit that official's field office, right?
They could, but just because an individual has access to other avenues of speech doesn't mean that the senator can pick and choose which forums an individual can utilize to engage in the protected speech.
Lee Banville is an associate professor of journalism at the University of Montana.
If I were Senator Daines' social media editor, I would take very seriously this letter.
According to Banville, there's a growing body of legal precedent supporting ACLU's position on politicians blocking constituents from their social media. The U.S. Supreme Court, for example, just last year ruled that a North Carolina law prohibiting sex offenders from accessing social media sites was a violation of the First Amendment. Banville says that unanimous decision sent a crystal clear message that
social media has emerged as such an important platform for speech that any kind of limits on it need to be viewed really skeptically by the courts.
When contacted for comment on the ACLU's complaint, Senator Steve Daines' office issued this statement, quote, "When you're in public service, people have a right to have their voices heard and express strong dissenting opinions. That's part of the democratic process. Sometimes there are lines crossed where you get vulgar and profane comments, and that would be a situation where you might look at blocking a user." Close quote. ACLU attorney Elizabeth Arrett.
Just because a speaker who is impolite doesn't mean that he has different rights than any other speaker. If we start placing limitations on speech because it's rude, it will have a chilling effect on all speech and send us down a rabbit hole of placing limitations on who can or can't speak based on the content of what they're trying to say.
UM journalism professor Lee Banville says this is the Wild West for speech issues during social media's adolescent phase,
where we're trying to kind of come up with what are our rights as speakers and do we have a responsibility to the community we're speaking to? Or do we just have rights as individuals to speak? Historically, it's all about the right of the individual to speak. It is not about how we all feel about what happens on the comment section of YouTube.
ACLU of Montana says its complaint to Senator Daines is just that right now, a complaint. The organization has made no mention of a potential legal challenge. MTPR reached out to Democratic Senator John Tester for comment on this issue. Tester's office says he does not block anyone on Twitter. Republican Congressman Greg Gianforte does not have a congressional Twitter account. Edward O'Brien, Montana Public Radio.